All right, now Pantoja and Van are fighting, and no, you guys are not going to do this to me, okay?
Don't let him bully your son!
You guys are not going to pull... UFC fans love to pull the casual card on somebody when they make a smart decision. And just because of who I'm picking in this fight, the pick I'm making in this fight is actually the hardcore pick, okay? You guys are going to call me a casual for picking who I'm picking in this fight. If you actually know ball, you know that picking Pantoja is actually the hardcore pick for this fight, okay? That is not the mainstream pick. It's not what everyone else is doing. No. This is the underground, niche, hardcore, I know ball UFC fan pick, okay? I get it. Trust me, I get it. Joshua Van, he's cool, man. He's new. He's young. He's born in the 2000s. And man, I was Texas. I'm born and raised in Texas. I grew up listening
back from around the way.
Slim Thugger, motherfucker.
I grew up listening to Mike Jones.
Who? Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
I think Joshua Van is an amazing prospect. I think he has some of the best boxing in the UFC. He does have the best hands in the division. But guys, he's not beating Alexander Pantoja. And I say that as the hardest hardcore you've ever met.
Hardest of the hard.
You are telling me, you guys are trying to tell me that the young, charismatic fighter with impeccable boxing and good takedown defense is going to come fight for the belt, and he's going to beat the veteran, pound-for-pound, all-time great grappler who's literally impossible to beat in this division? Hardcore. Look at me in my hardcore eyes and tell me that the young, up-and-coming boxer is going to beat the old, all-time great veteran, okay? You're going to look me in my hardcore eyes when you know that you still have leftovers in your fridge from the night that Islam beat JDM. They're still in the fridge. And you're going to look me in the eyes and say that Van is going to beat Pantoja?
Ooh.
Huh? Islam is holding a belt. He didn't even get touched by JDM. Okay? Khamzat is holding a belt. He didn't even get touched by Dricus du Plessis. Okay? Merab is holding a belt. He didn't even get touched by Sanhagen. And you are going to go and tell me that the number 5 pound-for-pound guy, Alexandre Pantoja. Nah, buddy. Pantoja's winning, bro. He was fighting a striker when he fought Asakura, the scary Japanese guy. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. They shipped him over here from Ryzen, and what did he do? He packed him up in the suitcase. That's the wrong Kai. That's not even the right Kai. Is this the right Kai? There's the Kai. Here's another Kai. He's not a Kai. He's a Josh or Brandon. You know, this is the division. We got a bunch of Brandons. We got a bunch of Kais. All of them have been packed up, vacuum sealed, and shipped away by Alexandre Pantoja. And you're telling me that Joshua Van is going to be the one to solve the problem? I don't think so. Bon voyage, little man.
What goes up must come down.
You guys, it's like you guys think that being a hardcore just means picking the opposite of the obvious winner. No, that's just being a contrarian. That's being annoying, okay? A hardcore picks based on ball knowledge. And just because they're the favorite doesn't mean I can't pick them and be a hardcore. Now, is he 11 years older than... is he 11 years older than this man? Yes. And we have that curse that if you are over 35 and you fight under the 145-pound weight class, you have a 70% chance of losing. Now, obviously, Pantoja has broken that curse. Alex Volkanovski has broken that curse. There are the 30%, but how long can that 30% last? I don't know, man. I'm looking at this film also. Just, I'm having a wonderful time watching film with Joshua Van and Alexandre Pantoja. This is just a wonderful fight to research on. And Joshua Van, he's not bad at takedown defense. I was watching him against Ray Seruya. Look at him. He was 3-for-3 on takedown defense in round one. He had stopped him. He's good at it, man. He hits that whizzer. He leans into him. He sprawls, puts the hips on him, puts the weight on him. And then what I like right here is he mushes him in the face. He said, get off me!
I can't let this slide. Get off me! I can't let down Goku! I come from the future.
That's really who he is. He's really just future Trunks, man.
I come from the future. You only have 30 years. Wait, this man is not black.
All right. You got to mush him in the face. And Seruya was getting real, real deep on these double legs. And he did a really good job, man. Joshua Van did a really good job against Seruya. Now, Seruya did get him down. He had to use some alternative methods. But he did get him down. This is a fireman's carrier, a dresser dump that he used. And he got the boy down. But look at what he had to go through just to get Joshua Van down. Round one, he was already down 20-3 on significant strikes. So that's an issue, okay? If you are fighting Joshua Van and you think, oh, I just got to spam the takedowns and eventually I'll get him down and then I'll choke him out down there. No, because you're going to get, he's going to piece you up on the feet. He's an elite boxer. Here's another opportunity that Ray Soria had. This is the one of the only few takedowns that he actually got. He had to use the arm spin of confusion and self-doubt. Are y'all familiar with this move? Are you guys familiar with the arm spin of confusion and self-doubt? And when you end up right here, if you are a wrestler or a grappler or a BJJ guy, if you or a loved one has been affected by the arm spin of confusion and self-doubt, call 1-800-FLYING-SQUIRREL. And I don't know, just like and subscribe, dude. I don't, whatever. However, he got him in that arm spin and Joshua Van was still able to get back up and walk him down. I'm seeing him do all this stuff. I'm seeing him get up. He's using moves that I wish that I knew when I was doing jiu-jitsu last year. It looks like really he just does he body locks and then he shrimps and then he kicks him off him. That would have been nice to have done. I wasn't pulling this off against the 240-pound firefighters that I was at jiu-jitsu with. But I guess against 125-pound Ray Soria, yeah, you're going to shove him around. You're going to shove him around like a shopping cart. Anyways, man, I'm seeing him do these things. I'm seeing him defend grappling with his strength, with his athletic ability. And I just really don't think this is going to work against a grown Brazilian man who tá comendo farofa e feijoada só com água porque Guaraná tem açúcar demais pelo lutador. Y'all like that? That doesn't work on a fully grown Brazilian man, all right? The things that you did against Ray Soria, shoving him around like a big snowball, it's not going to work against a fully grown Alexandre Pantoja, Hall of Fame Alexandre Pantoja. Let's look at Alexandre Pantoja, how he takes people down. Look at him. He gets just as deep as Ray Soria gets. But one thing he does that I like is he hooks this leg right here and he takes down Brandon Royval like a grown man, all right? Look at this other situation. He eats this head kick. He catches the leg and then he turns it into a takedown. Okay, Pantoja, he's not Bilal Muhammad. He's not going to fall over when he shoots a takedown. He's going to reshoot and reshoot, and he's going to adjust until he gets you down, and he's going to keep you down. Look at him eat this knee and then shoot that sloppy double leg and then finish it like he has a freaking mortgage payment, okay? Look at him finish that like he has a mortgage payment. This is not Ray Soria. He's not playing with Legos like Ray Soria, okay? He has mouths to feed. He shoots his takedowns like he has mouths to feed. And you're supposed to tell me, you're trying to tell me that a young up-and-coming boxer who just sometimes, look at how he's looking at this man. Look at how he's looking. This is a dream come true for him. For him, this is paying off his debt, okay? This is paying off hospital bills. I don't want to hear it, man. I don't want to hear it, bro. Let's look at another one. We talked about mushing somebody in the face, right? Look at him mush Moreno in the face and then step over the arm for the arm trap and just land elbows from the sky.
Huh. I'm the pride of the Saiyan race.
If Joshua Van is future Trunks, Alexandre Pantoja.
Alexandre Pantoja is King Vegeta, the ruler of the Saiyans.
All right. So I don't want to hear this crap, bro. We've seen this story over and over again. Okay. Now, here's another caveat. I know I'm going back and forth. That's just how I live. When Figueroa fought Pantoja, this was in 2019. Once again, this was a long time ago. This was 6 years ago. Different Pantoja. Okay, he had less bills back then. Probably had a car payment in between now and then. Hey, he stepped up his game. Figgy had the power. He was hitting him with, this is a nasty elbow. You can't really see it. He had the power in the hands and in the striking to really mess up and hurt Pantoja. And then he had the takedown defense. He stopped like 8 out of 10 takedowns from Pantoja. Pantoja did get him down though, and he did do some damage on the ground, but he stopped 8 out of 10 takedowns. Now, Figueiredo, if Joshua Van is as good as Figueiredo, then man, we are in for a treat, okay? Do yourself a favor and watch Figueiredo versus Pantoja. If Joshua Van does even a fraction of what Figgy did, we are in for a treat, okay? He does have all the tools to beat Pantoja. He has the strength. He has the athletic ability that Figgy had. He has the power. He has the aggressiveness. And he does, we will see the takedown defense. It worked against Rey Seruya, but I don't know if it's going to work against this grown man. We are going to see. We're in for a treat, but I am picking Alexandre Pantoja. That is the hardcore pick, okay? And you cannot tell me anything different. I don't care. Let me know what you guys think. Like and subscribe if you want to like and subscribe. And I will see you guys later. Peace.